I'm not a lip by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into hour number two on this laid-back New Year's Day show, January 1st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate Dr. Jeff staying on through the break. Enjoyed listening to him. A couple of text messages. We're going to be setting aside an hour with Dr. Jeff soon. Once he gets all of his research done, we're going to be talking about alternative treatments for cancer. But you heard the news story again at the top of the hour about pizza. So I was brainstorming with Officer Rick down in Livingston County, listening on the Simple Radio app. He likes the app, I guess, evidently. Maybe he likes the music after the show's over, and he's somewhat addicted to Simple Radio. All you have to do is download the Simple Radio app on your phone, tablet, computer. Simple Radio, capital S, capital R, two words. Download the app, and then put in WCHY. Our call letters were constant hits of yesteryear. And you can listen on the app as well. At this point, I believe, Rick, if you could verify, Simple Radio is commercial free. Others have used the TuneIn app for this show, but now they have commercialized my show. We have enough listeners following us on the TuneIn app that they now run network commercials during my show. So you might want to switch over to Simple Radio. Asked Rick, four Metro Detroit pizza companies played a role in Michigan possibly being the pizza capital of the world, not just the country. So immediately I thought of Little Caesars, the Illich family, Domino's, and I'm like, I'm trying to think, what other two Detroit companies? Well, he came up with Buddy's Pizza. That's a good one, because that's who I thought of. Buddy's in Warren, Michigan, we would go to a lot. He said Jets Pizza, not really sure whether or not Jets is based out of Detroit or not. Pizza Hut, question mark, or Marco's Pizza. So he said, is it Detroit pizza companies or Detroit-style pizza companies? And I said, no, it's the companies. He researched perhaps and came up with Domino's, Little Caesars, Hungry Howie's, and Jets. What do you guys think? Little Caesars is a no-brainer. Red Wings, Tigers. You don't get to own sports franchises like that without having some mega money behind you. So Little Caesars was a no-brainer. But I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Detroit-based pizza companies. So if Officer Rick did the research, maybe he Googled it. Domino's, Little Caesars, Hungry Howie's, and Jets. Love Jets 10 deep dish pizzas. Short break. We're going to get into a prayer request segment. If you have any prayer requests, text them to me. We're going to talk about the power of prayer. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. The power of prayer. The power of prayer by not only individuals, maybe you and your spouse, praying before a meal, your family. But the power of prayer of a large group of people. One of the things that I'm going to do with the show this year is every day we'll pick a segment. I'll announce it at the beginning of the show, which segment. But we're going to do a prayer session. You're going to be able to text me prayer requests. We will pray together in a segment about different things, different people, and make this a daily practice. Finding out more and more about praying, the power of prayer and the praying activity itself, when it becomes a habit, when it becomes something you do on a regular basis. Basically, time with God. I purchased a daily devotional every day starting today before the show. I'm going to go to my daily devotional, look at it, study it, perhaps talk about it on the show. But the first one for today was about praying. And I thought, wow, this is divine providence, totally. I had 10 different daily devotionals sent to me that were able to be purchased on Amazon. I purchased it, got it on Monday in preparing for today. And starting to read the Bible on a daily basis, prepping for the show in the mornings. Well, the daily devotional today was about prayer. And I thought, you know what? I want to do a prayer segment on the show. What do you guys think? I'm not going to do it weekly. I'm going to do it daily. Where we can interact by text messages, any prayer requests you have for the day. Just like Diane Randall reaffirmed my thoughts. So what we'll do is we'll pull it up, for example, and we'll do a prayer, short prayer. Join me in this. Father God, we ask that you put your healing hand on Dr. Les Sales. As you know, Lord, he's a veterinarian in Thompson, Georgia. Rogers Veterinarian Services. Father God, as you know, he was attacked by a cow while on a farm visit. Father, we ask that you put your healing hand on his body, that you guide his doctors, the nurses, the testing, the treatments, everything that's happening right now with Dr. Les Sales, so that he can be fully restored to his divine health. Whatever your plan is for him, we ask that you expedite it, that you absolutely cause a healing miracle on Dr. Les. Father, we thank you for hearing this prayer. And we ask that you do it in your son's Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen. I got another one from Rod Wheeler. This is kind of interesting because I kind of forgot about these people. Those that were affected by the Hurricane Helene. Rod asked for continued prayers for the people, especially of North Carolina. Father, we ask that you absolutely protect and take care of the people affected by the Hurricane of Helene, still lingering, dealing with the problems, the governmental lack of help, support, housing, food, whatever their needs are. Father, you know what they are. We ask that you expedite the process. I know Donald Trump, father, has said on day one, those people will get major relief. It can't come soon enough. We need it to be expedited. We pray, we ask that you take care of these people in North Carolina. You know their needs, Father. We turn it over to you. Perhaps you can spare them some winter weather, give them mild weather while they're dealing, many of them without even a home, without any shelter, living outdoors in tents, lean-tos, whatever they're dealing with, Father, we ask that they get relief and that you expedite the process and take care of them. And again, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a personal request for you guys. This one is kind of selfish, but I would ask that you pray for my wife, Victoria Bishop. She's dealing with many things as she starts her new job tomorrow, 10 o'clock, as the new Antrim County clerk. She's been dealing with some health issues along with issues at the county, dealing with certain county commissioners. She has asked for help. She's gotten it. We believe one of the county commissioners is going to step up and be the new chair of the Board of Commissioners, who is very sympathetic to Vicky's problems dealing with other county commissioners in the building and the small town pettiness that's going on in that building. So, Father, we ask that you put your healing hand on her body, heal her, give her strength. Also, guidance, protection, shield her from the evil that's going on in that building that she's trying to fight and correct. The power struggles that are occurring, give her the ability to deal with it and to become victorious. Victorious Victoria is what we're praying for, Lord. We ask that you do this in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Got another text message coming in. Pray for our country. Absolutely. Father God, we ask that you put your hand on America. That you put your hand on our incoming president, even our outgoing president. The Biden family, put your hand on them and guide them through this transition of power. We ask that you guide them to make this a smooth transition, a pleasant experience for them as outgoing president, first family, and the incoming first family, Donald, his wife, his children, his cabinet, J.D. Vance, the vice president, his family. Give them your divine providence, your protection. Shield them from evil. Protect them as they move forward in this process of taking over our federal government. Father, we'd ask that all of his cabinet selections get approved, voted on in the U.S. Senate in an expeditious manner so that they can move forward with their plans, their policies, their agendas for our country. Guide them. Direct them to do what's best for America. Absolutely. Do through them for us your will. When two or more are gathered together in your name, so shall you be. Father, we have people praying to you right now for our country. This is our prayer, Lord. We ask that you do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray for our state, the state of Michigan. Father, we come to you about our state, our beloved state of Michigan. We love our state. We absolutely love its natural beauty, all the miracles, blessings, natural beauty that you have blessed us with. The Great Lakes, the hills, all the things that we have, inland lakes, rivers, streams, the ability to experience your four seasons that you have for us. We absolutely appreciate and love it and want you to put your hand on those who govern us. Those in Lansing, our state capital, that are coming into legislative session. Father, we ask that you guide them and direct them to do what's right for us, the people of the state of Michigan. Not that they would push their policy agendas anymore, that they would do what's right for the state. Fix the issues that need to be fixed that are in their capacities, their capabilities to do for us. Father, we ask that you absolutely guide them on how to work together in this new government that is starting. As you know, the Republicans have the House, the Democrats have the Senate, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. We pray for our governor that she would stop pushing radical agenda items through Lansing on us, the people. Give us freedom and liberty, Lord. That's what we're asking for. Improve our state. Bring people here, family members perhaps that have moved away, friends that have moved away. Father, we ask that you fix our state. We hold up our state in prayer to you today. We ask that you bless us and answer these prayers and absolutely fix the state of Michigan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One last prayer request. We pray for our radio family, the listeners, the sponsors, everybody, Lord, that is part of this show, part of this station. Give us health, divine providence, guidance, direction, protection, and allow us to flourish and grow this year, 2025. We ask that more sponsors join the radio family, more listeners, information properly shared with the people. Use this microphone in my mouth to do your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it for the prayer segment. Bottom of the Hour News. Thank you, God. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning